A large landslide has transformed a mountainside near the Matanuska Glacier. Locals noticed the landslide in mid-February. It left a black streak of rock and debris on the unnamed mountain, at least a mile long. One expert says it's impossible to pinpoint what caused this particular landslide, but they are becoming more common in northern climates. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Sheep Mountain Lodge owner Zach Steer first heard about the landslide when some friends drove by it on the way to his place. The next week, he was heading to Anchorage and took his camera along. The slide is clearly visible from around mile 94 of the Glen Highway.
It just looked like part of the mountain just fell off and slid down. And when you look closely at it, you realize that it was just sort of like an avalanche of rock debris. And it sort of conjures this image in your mind of this tumbling rocks and dirt and soil and trees and basically just a river of earth moving down the hill. And makes you really glad that you weren't there in front of it when it happened.
Russell Riddles feels the same way.
I mean, if you would have been there, you wouldn't be here anymore.
Riddles was driving down the Glen Highway with his wife when he first spotted it. He's a manager at the Long Rifle Lodge nearby. Riddles says there are some informal moose camps in the area, but he thinks they were spared by the slide.
One of the local kids hiked up there and said that the moose camp where one of the neighbor guys uses, it went right to the edge of it, actually knocked down the spruce tree that he hangs some of his stuff off of, but did not actually wipe out his little area where he goes to every year.
The landslide is on state land. The Department of Natural Resources knows about it, but doesn't plan to do any work to investigate it further. But landslide expert Martin Gertsema is very interested in learning more about it. Gertsema is a geomorphologist with the province of British Columbia in Canada. From pictures, he says the slide looks like a deep bedrock failure.
The deeper landslides tend to have delayed responses to environmental conditions. For example, if there was a warm summer or even a very wet summer, those effects are often delayed in these deep-seated landslides.
Gertsema says slides can also be the result of fatigue that builds up under a slope over centuries or even millennia. But he says large slides like the one off the Glen Highway are becoming more common around the world. He says there's evidence the increase may be linked to permafrost melt due to global warming.
I think warming is especially going to be important in places like Alaska and northern Canada and in high mountain regions around the world. You know, obviously, if you get wetter conditions, that will contribute as well. Like last year, Alaska had a tremendously heavy snowpack, and that triggered a number of large rock avalanches in the early snowmelt season, like Lituya was one of them.
The landslide that happened off Lituya Mountain in Glacier Bay National Park last June was the largest one ever recorded in North America. It ran for more than 5 miles down a wide glacier. Gertsema says no one knows how often big landslides occur in Alaska, but it's valuable to take note when they happen.
I think it's important to document them, and also it's important to figure out what the baselines are and how things are changing.
Given the vast wilderness areas in Alaska, Gertsema thinks a lot of large landslides in the state probably go undetected. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
To see a picture of the landslide, go to our website, alaskapublic.org.